Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Leanna Wojcik. Leanna, welcome.
Nice to see you again, Faisal.
Nice to see you. 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. This is going to be good because the election's done. Whew.
Well, we have some certainty there, at least.
Clear certainty.
It was clear certainty, yes.
Sweep. Mm-hmm. A red sweep in the United States. The mm-hmm. market reacted the way it did, popped right after that. Mm-hmm. A little bit of fizzle this mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts after the election when we got the results? And we kind of knew it was going to be a sweep, even though it took them a few days to confirm it all. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts when you saw a red sweep and Donald Trump being the president?
Well, I think it's going to be a very interesting term for the U.S. I think there are a lot of policies. There's still a lot of question marks about what that might look like. And we've seen the uncertainty, I think, creep back into the market this week with the naming of potential cabinet members. Mm-hmm. And as that process has worked its way through, I think that's created or undone some of the level of uncertainty that we had last week after we had the election results.
I think when the market's the way they are, and you nailed it as soon as they start announcing who's on the team. And if you, for example, they brought in Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. and the entire healthcare sector, primarily pharma stocks, took a hit. And they're reacting to just someone being put in on the position. Mm-hmm. They haven't even talked about the policies or what they're going to do. But especially in Europe, all the European healthcare companies, primarily coming up with the vaccines and so forth from the pandemic, got a big hit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you pointed out, not only have they just been announced and we don't know the policies, but none of these people have actually been confirmed yet. A lot can change between now and January. So we're still in the point of uncertainty.
I find it not surprising, but very interesting, the drastic reactions that are happening out there. Now, I love this. Mm-hmm. I love drastic reactions because drastic reactions in the market means at times people sell things, mm-hmm. good companies with good earnings that are growing for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. They're making an assumption. It's almost like anxiety has kicked in. Mm-hmm. They might need some healthcare for that. And then we can go in and go shopping. So anybody knows how I manage portfolios, they'll know that I'm the one looking for the crazy reactions that happen in the markets where we can go and pick up stocks at a cheaper price. And I like these types of times because it's all emotive. It's not factual. Mm-hmm. When you look at the reaction of the markets, too far or right on as expected?
I think it's probably too far, but that's just my personal opinion on that. I get the sense that there is, as you said, there's a lot of emotion and there's not a lot of fact-driven changes being made. There's potential and people are betting on potential outcomes. So investors are thinking, well, this might happen and therefore betting that way. Now, there is some level of that that needs to go into your investment strategy or your portfolio management, but there's also the what is actual fact that has to come into your analysis, let's say.
When you think of this election that just happened from a Canadian perspective, mm-hmm. Some media outlets put a whole bunch of fear in the Canadians' eyes saying, uh-oh, the tariffs, we're gonna be in trouble. It's going to really impact our economy. Look out. Be careful. What are your thoughts about the impact on Canada now that we know who's in the White House come January?
I think that we'll have to actually wait and see what that turns out to be, because what that means is negotiations. It doesn't necessarily mean this is going to be, you know, we're going to be slapped with tariffs and all of our products are going to be more expensive because then there'll be a tariff war that goes on. The question will be, what actually is going to happen? Who's negotiating it? That will play into, of course, the uncertainty in the Canadian election next year, because that will change the tone of some of those negotiations as they happen. So that one is going to be interesting to watch. But right now, we really don't know what that'll look like for us.
I'd be curious to know if Canadians really care who the leader is that's going to be negotiating with the Trump administration in 2026 for the USMCA and other issues like tariffs, mm-hmm. If that's even on the radar of an important decision they make when they vote for the party that they're voting for. I you know, you got to deal with who you're dealing with in regards to international members, especially the president of the United States. I wonder if that's going to be on their top of their radar. And tariffs have been a big thing. And we talked about this to our clients, and just so people know who are not our clients on this show, that we do a quarterly video conference with all of our clients about what's happening in the markets for the last quarter, what happened in the portfolio, what are we anticipating. And the question of tariffs came up a lot in our open question and answer period. And the tariff situation was, we're all going to get in trouble because of tariffs. Mm-hmm. And the media put that fear a lot into people's minds, especially when, as from a Canadian perspective. I'd like to share some thoughts around the whole concept of tariffs. Mm-hmm. First, many people are confused on who pays for tariffs. Tariffs get paid by the company who's purchasing that product to sell. It's not paid by a country who's exporting the good, generally speaking. Then the company has a couple of decisions to make. Decision number one is to pass on that extra cost to the consumer, or number two, absorb that some of that or all of that cost and lower their profit margins. That's a company by company specific situation. Mm-hmm. Now that's purely how tariffs, if actioned, how it works out. What tariffs, what people don't realize and understand is that companies also have choice too. They do not have to go to that manufacturer in that country where that tariff has been placed. And therefore, they can look at elsewhere to go. Instead of going to, let's pick on some countries. If they don't want the tariffs that are slapped on China, I don't know, they can come to Mexico or Canada or somewhere else to get the similar product. Mm-hmm. Now, it may cost them a little bit more, but they don't have to deal with the tariff, which overall, it still might be better for their bottom mm-hmm. line. So there's a ability of choice from a corporation when they're importing goods. The other part of this is something that you just mentioned. Tariffs are a negotiation tool, not a solution only. It's not the first solution. It's the first threat for a conversation. Mm-hmm. And when countries and companies that discuss with President Trump's administration, this is going to be a discussion tool. Mm-hmm. And so what is proposed, and if we go into this whole extreme tariff war, we're going to be hearing more and more about everybody's going to get tariffed and we're all going to go through massive inflation. That's a big leap of a conclusion of what's mm-hmm. going to happen.
There are a lot of things that have to go very wrong in a negotiation in order to get to that point. So, you know, if the tariff is the first threat, usually the response threat is, okay, well, then we're going to... the responding country will say, well, okay, we'll put a tariff against your goods.
Which has happened in many occasions throughout the last 8 to 10 years.
Yes.
Trump brought in some, mm-hmm. Biden kept them, added mm-hmm. some more. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened to the U.S. economy? It grew. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened to companies? They had more earnings, more profit, mm-hmm. and their stocks have gone up. So I'm curious to know where people are getting so scared about the tariff piece when it comes from an investment perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about people who are saying that this is going to be the end of globalization. I think it's going to be some domesticated pieces, but it's going to open up other countries to step up and say, you know, we can do that too.
I think that what you frequently talk about is out-of-the-box solutions, and companies will be looking for out-of-the-box solutions. They don't just have one option. They don't just accept the tariff or they onshore their production. They have other choices. They can go to other countries. They can go to other manufacturers. They can choose to stop making that product entirely. They can choose to just pay the tariff. Like, there's a whole bunch of options there that are available. So it's not a one-track, one-way street that we're on.
And that is the beauty of what 2025 will open up for us, because there's going to be a lot of choices to make, a lot of discussion and decisions that's going to be made. And these types of issues can have economic impacts, Leanna. It can impact countries. It can impact individuals' portfolios. Mm-hmm. And as you're transitioning to or living in retirement, it can impact you in multiple ways. Now, we're going to have a bit of a deeper discussion about this topic specifically in a seminar talking about how you can protect your retirement, how you can make sure you have income through your retirement. But when you get thrown these types of issues, we're going to get into how do you solve the problem of retiring in a comfortable way that you want to, living the lifestyle that you want, even though all these economic issues come up. When do we have that seminar coming up?
Well, our next one is on Tuesday, December 3rd. It's at 7 p.m. and it's in person at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register for your seat.
How long will the Canadian pension plan last? And where are we going to find our money if they go under? Join us after the break. We're going to answer that question for you. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.